in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul. You know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, I hope you all had a great weekend, and great to get this week kicked off with you, this Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie Kosar will be with us, and the theme of tonight's show will be the NFL's Rookie Symposium, for the first time bringing this event to Ohio, to Aurora, and then here in Berea. Parts of it will be here tomorrow and on Friday. Very cool thing. Symposium has been an event that the NFL has staged for many years. I'd say like a little more than a dozen years or so that they've done this. And what is it? 15. Okay, this is the 15th year. And it's been very cool. And I've attended a whole bunch of these. And essentially, they get all the draft picks each year, and they gather them. What they had done for the longest time was use a resort out in California 1 year and then bring it back to a resort on the East Coast. You know, they were using La Costa in Southern California and then PGA National in Florida. And gathering basically as large a space as they could to get all of the picks of the 32 teams gathered for several days, I don't know, 4 days or so, and then take them through a series of, I'd say, lectures. And then there'd be plays that they'd stage these plays, play acting by a crew of folks, life lesson skill crew that has actors, a troupe of actors who play out scenarios where some of the actors play the parts of players, play parts of their friends, are male and female. And the bad circumstances, essentially, that they could run into. It's cautionary tale after cautionary tale. And then it's experts in the areas of financial advice, you know, money management, trying to keep them from having identity theft, all the things that can go on, and essentially, and how to deal with, basically, how to handle more finance, more fame, more of everything than they'll ever have had in their lives as young men coming into the NFL. It's a great program. The NFL isn't the only one to do it. Other leagues have gotten into this. And it's very helpful, very useful. So this is what this week will be about. The Browns players, of course, being part of this. And on this show, Bernie Kosar, we're going to talk with him about some of his experiences as a pro, as an NFL player, what he ran into, and also his perspective on what these young men should be paying attention to as they get into the league. And Aaron Shea, he's the Browns director of player engagement. I mean, his job is basically to be the Browns version of the guy who lends a helping hand, who helps coach these guys through life in football. He's the life kind of coach, if you will, meaning he's a former player. And now he brings that experience, plus, you know, using whatever resources the Browns can give to him. And each team has an Aaron Shea, has somebody in this area who looks after these guys. And I say looks after. When they've got an issue and got a problem that doesn't pertain to how to play their particular position, they start with Aaron. They talk with Aaron. He's on call to them constantly. And then Aaron can take that to Pat Shurmur or help solve their problems So maybe before it really gets to the head coach or the GM or whatever. So he will be the shepherd, I call him, and the you know, taking the Browns players through what they need to be, where they need to be, when they need to be there at in Aurora when they're gathered there for this event, which actually kicked off Saturday, and they're breaking it down with NFC and then AFC players. And the NFC rookies, the draft picks, will be in Berea tomorrow for a Play 60 event with kids. So they also try to use the time that the NFL has these guys together to do some things off the field, give a little back to the community where these events are being staged, where the symposium is staged. So it's a good thing, and we'll talk a lot about that tonight. Also, your questions and comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. Jeff from Facebook was saying, since Josh Cribbs' contract is up this year and his role is diminishing with the new kickoff rules and the drafting of speedy Travis Benjamin, do you think Cribbs will be a Brown next year? Because he's not a great receiver either, says Jeff. I think there's enough reason to question that, Jeff, but I'd like to see this year play out. He still has a role, and I think a significant one, for the Browns. And I think he helps in the receiving game, but he's not a focal point guy. He's someone, again, get the ball in his hands and he can make some things happen. But I'm not leaning on him heavily or as heavily as I want to lean on Greg Little, as I want to lean on Mo Massaqua, as I want to lean on Travis Benjamin, as I want to lean on the tight ends. I think he should be a complementary part to the receiving game. And he can. There are certain things he can do with his skill set, especially in an open field in space, that's helpful still. But he's. I think it's as he gets older and as time wears on, you naturally start to slow down a little bit. You start to lose a little something. But I think his something is still substantial and still helpful. He's got a role on this team. I just don't know beyond this year what that might be. And, yeah, I think the team also is clearly looking with a Benjamin, with a Buster Screen, to inject more speed to its return game, for sure. Mark from Facebook says, I want to know if the Browns are going to play with their heart this year. That's the problem in everyone's eyes. The Browns are the underdogs, so they don't play hard. They need to take that criticism and use it for fuel and take it on the field and burn it up. They can do it. Well, look, I love your sentiment, and being an underdog is a great incentive. I would say, based on what you're hearing from comments from some national analysts and such, that there's probably every reason to think that the Browns would go into this year as a quote underdog, as a team that expectations, you know, that there will be lower expectations for them than probably the rest of the AFC North. To be sure, but we know about the young talent that's been brought in. There's every reason to think they can be a better club, and better, by definition, means more wins, means more, you know, scoring more points, means doing more better things than they did before, obviously. And I don't think this is a team that played without heart. I think it's a team that played poorly most of the time, and either didn't have good enough talent, or didn't play well enough just as a group, didn't maximize and do the best they could on the field. But were they heartless, or were they playing without incentive? I'm not buying that. And at the pro level, you have to get by on more than just being ticked off because everyone thinks you're done. You can use that as a rallying point, but it only goes so far. As a professional, it's about playing the way you're supposed to play as a pro, as a paid, you know, as a paid expert, if you will, in your field, which is to be the best that you're supposed to be. That's, you're paid to win, and you're and nothing, everything else means you're just not good enough, or whoever. And that goes for players, it goes for coaches, it goes for the whole operation. All right, we've got much more coming up. We're going to talk with Bernie Kosar, former Browns quarterbacking great, and get his perspectives. Kind of take him back in time about when he was a player getting into the NFL and dealing with the issues that young players in the NFL deal with. Lots of interesting stuff to cover with Bernie on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and lease for only $169 a month, or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty, Ben Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hey Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Browns fans unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans start at just $99. Choose three great Browns games at a significant savings over single-game prices. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
The Chrysler Town and Country event is happening right now at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. The Roadman Kenny Rhoda here, and the new 2012 Town and Country Touring can be yours right now for only $26,230 or lease one for just $249 a month. But you have to hurry. They only have 12 left on the lot at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. If a Chrysler 200 is the one you want, then come get a new 2012. That's right, buy a Chrysler 200 right now for $25,340 or lease it with no money down for just $289 a month. I've driven the Chrysler 200. It rocks. Or how about a 2012 Jeep Patriot Latitude? Buy it for just $22,735. Maybe you want to lease it instead. No problem. It's just $279 a month with no money down. These great deals won't last long at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. So what are you waiting for? Get on out to 123 Broadway Avenue in Bedford and get one before they're gone. Save big. Save now. Call 440-232-2121 for more details and tell them the Roadman sent it again, Lee Chrysler Jeep and Dodge.
Constantino's Market is a family-owned grocery store. As the community has grown, we've been able to get the financing to grow the business right along with it. Being an intricate part of the community is a big priority for the business. My name is John. I'm a business banker at Key Bank. Constantino's Market is my client.
At Key Bank, we get to know our customers. To us, they're a big deal. Visit key.com/big deal to make your business a priority. Key Bank, unlock your possibilities. Key Bank is member FDIC. All credit products are subject to credit approval.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
He's a regular with us, Bernie Kosar, the one and only. How you doing? How was your weekend?
Boy, I had a fantastic weekend. I did a little bit of the Cedar Point and Bay Point up in Marblehead and nice. Family and stuff, a little boating, tubing. You want to see a funny sight? Is to watch me wakeboard and trying to wakeboard.
I want to see that. I would pay to see that. You wakeboarding. Oh, man.
It wasn't the prettiest of sights. And there wasn't. If there were judges, there wouldn't be any tens being given out.
No. The European judges wouldn't have been kind to you. Okay. Well, Bernie, let's talk some football and talk some. Really, I guess this is the off-field version of something that is very important on the field. But the Rookie Symposium began yesterday, and it's here in Aurora, Ohio, in Northeast Ohio, but in Aurora. And there's going to be portions of it here in Berea with players working with the rookies from the NFC and the AFC, the drafted rookies, working with kids in a sort of a Play 60 event. But just the whole idea behind giving these guys as much help as they can about life off the field. How critical is that, and what do you, you know, how do you sort of see the way it's been handled by the league through the years? Because obviously we still have some issues off field with, I'm talking league-wide, but at the same time, you know, I've been to these symposiums. If you're paying attention, you can avoid a lot of trouble.
Yes, and this is one instance, for sure, where the league is doing absolutely the best they can, and this falls on us players and the supposed family and friends around us. And so many, and I know, you know, I supposedly had a reputation of supposedly being smart, and I had my share of mistakes financially and stuff. And a lot of it stems from when you're in your 20s and you're so focused on sports and football and competition and helping and taking care of stuff that you tend to, at least I did, I just wanted to play football. I just wanted to be good in football. And unfortunately, I trusted some people, and they were my family too, and there's some friends that they wanted to hold the money. They wanted to spend the money, and they don't let you pay attention to this stuff. They absolutely won't let and don't want any of these league people or outsiders putting influences on these kids. And it's tough on these kids because they want to play sports. Sports is what they know, and they trust their family and friends, yet their family and friends aren't sometimes, almost none of the times, I know in my case, none of them were qualified to do this stuff. But you want to be nice, you want to be loyal, you want to remember where you came from. So you let them do some things that, you know, they've never done before. And the league's trying to warn you that when you do stuff like that with people that aren't experienced in that, a lot of mistakes happen.
And then here's the other thing, Bernie. Fans, of course, only want to see the end result. They want to see players, obviously, performing at the highest level, doing everything possible to help their team win, and they just want to see them play and play well, bottom line. They pay attention when the headlines, the wrong kinds of headlines surface about a player getting into some form of trouble off the field or having some issue. But I think what isn't made often enough is the connection between the problems that do exist, especially the ones that aren't publicized, the distractions and the, you know, because players, last I checked, are human beings and have the same human challenges that we all do and can have things that go on in their lives, maybe even more so than a lot of the rest of us in other professions in the so-called real world, that, you know, can take away from their performance. Why is a guy not at his best this particular week? And it could be for myriad reasons off the field.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I knew right away that the game of NFL football was bigger, stronger, and faster in 1985. After one day at camp, I said to myself, it's going to take every ounce of energy I can, focusing on how I could get myself ready to play and mentally learn the game. And you have all these commonplace things that people deal with. I mean, we worked at, all of our family growing up worked at U.S. Steel. In the late 70s, U.S. Steel went away. So you didn't have jobs anymore, yet you still have siblings. I have a brother and sister. My dad's, you know, and the jobs weren't there for him, for his friends, for his family. Yet your family wants to go to college. They want to get an education. You want to get better. How you finance it, how you pay for it, how do you live? All those common everyday bills still need taken care of, and you're the only one with money to do it, and they have access to you. And all these kids now, the people closest to them have access to them, and they don't mean, their family, I really believe, doesn't mean to be somewhat selfish, but they want their stuff taken care of. And if you don't do it, you feel bad, you're distracted, they're calling you at 7 in the morning, midnight at night, and talking to you about it, and it takes away from your performance, takes away from your ability to focus, to concentrate, to make the team, to play good within the team. And at the end of the day, you're a kid who wants to help out. You tend, 90% of the guys end up helping, end up giving, end up trying to appease them and make things better for their family and friends around them so that they could just focus and play football.
Bernie Kosar making his regular appearance here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Bernie, it's funny because I know you did and still do a great job of connecting with the Browns past, and I mean before you on this team. You kept in touch with a lot of people who played before you and respected the history and such of this football team. A couple of thoughts here. One is that a lot of those guys that you connected with in the earlier days from those bygone days were players who had to have other jobs to sustain themselves because football didn't pay enough to do that. And there's no way that some of the guys from that era, any of the guys from that era, could relate to the issues that are being discussed at this symposium, which is, you know, primarily about money management, about avoiding having people try to take advantage of you and your income, your status, and so forth. And because there is much more to protect now, and back then, the money part of it was just, it wasn't even a thought or a discussion. And I would imagine if you could take one of those guys at the time that he played, pull him forward in a time machine and sit him down, he would laugh at what they were talking about at the symposium. He just wouldn't get it.
Yeah, and that's actually a perfect timing in how you're asking about it. I was on the phone last night, Robert Jackson, who was one of the, I think, 11-year offensive guard for the Browns, mm-hmm. great friend of mine, started doing insurance while he was a player in the late 70s, early 80s with the Browns, and has a great insurance practice here in town now. He was with Brian Sipe last night and Tom DeLeon, and those guys who were great guys for the Cardiac Kids in the early 80s, they still keep together. And those are kind of the guys I looked up to when I was in junior high and high school. And now when I got to go to the Browns and get a chance to meet these guys, we've kept in touch. But Brian Sipe's an architect. Tom DeLeon went into law enforcement. Robert Jackson has a fantastic insurance practice here in town. And actually, to that point, even when I was a partner with Robert back then, trying to help out, and I remember how hard he worked at it, how much he tries, how much he does with it. And you're right, these guys have a hard time relating to the dollars now.
Yeah.
But it also was a great example to me because insurance, selling stocks, stockbrokers, those are things sometimes that you really need to be right with people you trust, that people are experienced, like Robert Jackson was, but yet your family wants to do it because that's easy money for them to make friends and to kind of outsource, and they kind of get into their clique. And just remember the friction that it caused with my family wanting to do it, even though they weren't experienced in it, and the problems it caused because I didn't go to somebody who was prepared and experienced like Robert Jackson, who was an ex-teammate, an ex-player.
And the vast majority of guys I've been around, and you know this better than I do, Bernie, but I've been around this a long, long time, and the vast majority of guys I've seen from, and when the bigger money started to come into vogue in the 80s and through the, when I say bigger money, I mean the contracts that started to get into the millions and such, 80s, 90s, and so forth, and just a continual upward movement on that, that the different problems that come with that, and you wouldn't think you have any trouble when you're dealing with that sort of money. Hey, life's got to be great. It's got to be just one big party, but I guess that's problem one. It can't be one big party if you're going to continue and sustain and have a lasting career in the NFL, number one, or in pro sports, number two. I don't know that any player, almost, I'm trying to think of any background that a player could come from, and we could go from the poorest of the poor backgrounds to those who were middle income and better in their upbringing, aren't ready for multi-million dollar signing bonuses if they're able to get that.
Yeah, no, well, not only that as the player, like, their family and friends, my family and friends, they're not ready, but they think they are, and they want to pretend like they're qualified, and they know what they're doing, and they just do so many things that cause mistakes for the player. I mean, it got to the point for myself that you almost had to let them have it so that it would buy you actually a few weeks of them not bothering you so you could actually play football. I mean, so you could go to meetings.
Wow.
So you could sit in meetings and they're not calling you and complaining and going after you. Because if you didn't give it to them, then I couldn't go to meetings without them calling, without them showing up in practice, without being at the facility. And I see this still today.
Right.
With some of the young players, with their posse, their family, it's just there. The second practice is over, they're in the parking lot right by the car.
And
they're waiting for them.
And that's a specific point that's covered during this symposium, that basically players are told by either guys who've lived, mostly by guys who've lived it, who just like you, who've been through it and are sharing their cautionary tale. They're saying you're going to have to say no to people you love, who have taken care of you, who gave birth to you, who raised you, who've been around you as either parents or uncles or best friends, and you're going to say no. It's going to create all kinds of friction and explosions of emotions and problems, and you're not going to be happy about it, but these are the hard choices and challenges that await. And when I sat through those sessions and I look around the room with hundreds of these players just sitting there and expressions on their faces, and you could see some shock. You could see, geez, I'm not sure I'm ready to do this. And in probably most, in many cases, I think of myself, who can you say no to?
I wasn't ready to say no to my family. It's still tough, even after they took it all. It's still even tough today. It's hard to say no, and you don't think it's going to happen. It's not going to happen to me. Oh, it'll still be there. And then you start praying that, okay, maybe one of their things will work out, so that it doesn't all go right away. But it's just a tough spot. And at the end of the day, you still have to be able, as a receiver, to beat bump coverage versus press coverage in a blitz. And remember your sight adjustment and be in the right place at the right time, making the right play.
Yeah.
And all this money stuff and work stuff sometimes takes away from your ability to focus, your ability to play the game, because if you don't make the plays, someone else is going to replace you.
Yeah, no, this is, again, great stuff, and I know these guys are going to benefit. Hopefully, again, they're listening, they're attentive, and take these lessons to heart. Bernie, great stuff from you, and we'll talk again.
Sounds great. Have a great week, Vic.
All right. He is the one and only Bernie Kosar joining us, as he usually and always, well, he always does, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Save on hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, like 0.9% financing on Liberty's certified Fords. That's 0.9%, plus a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, multi-point inspection, and more. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty has been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion Stone.
Fight nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out The Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-690-9490 to get your free copy now. 800-690-9490. 800-690-9490.
Did you know the Tonle Sap River runs north half the year and south the other half? Another little known fact, as a COSI member, you'll be able to easily navigate the changing world of healthcare reform. Our experts will help you find the right health plan for your small business. And that's just one of the benefits of an annual membership that works out to about $25 a month. Get things moving in the right direction with a free health insurance quote today. Call 216-923-0767 or visit cozy.org/healthquote. Health plans insured by Medical Mutual.
Will Burge here with Chad Johnson of Lady Jane's. Chad, is it true another LJ in Cleveland?
That's right, Will. We are so excited to announce the grand opening of our newest Lady Jane's in Rocky River. Check us out on the northwest corner of Center Ridge Road and Wager Road in Rocky River next to Walgreens.
Our haircut's only $10?
Yeah, Will, just $10. And while you're there, register for your chance to win $25,000 or log on to LJHaircuts.com.
Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Rocky River.
It's wicked awesome.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
One of my favorite parts of this whole gig is getting a chance to interact with you when you submit your questions, your comments to the Browns Facebook, Twitter pages. You also can call in these questions and comments to our official Cleveland Browns Daily Driven by Liberty Ford voicemail line, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, or locally 440-824-6134. But from Facebook, we have Ken saying, we need some good wide receivers. When are we going to look at a veteran wide receiver to show the new wide receivers what is expected from them? Well, I don't see any moves being made, at least in these coming weeks. I'd be surprised, very surprised, if anything happened with a with an addition now. You're in the, you know, you're in what was what's commonly known as the dark period of the NFL offseason. That time between the end of offseason workouts and the start of training camp. And the only business being done, or the remaining business, is getting all your draft picks signed. And I expect that to be the case with the Browns prior to the start of camp on, what is it, July 27th. I don't see a need for a veteran that's going to show the younger guys what's expected of them. I think they can get plenty of that from coaching. The addition of Nolan Cromwell to this coaching staff has been hugely helpful and important for the receivers. Mark that down. Cromwell's presence is going to be cited, I think, as a difference in a good way. Not saying he's some kind of miracle worker, but he does know his stuff when it comes to coaching that position, and is a and you've got the double support here. You've got spot on this team clearly needs for all of the struggles of 2011. The improvement at quarterback will make receivers better. Said that before. Scheming will make receivers better, taking advantage of what that quarterback can do and the routes that these guys run. There will be some variations and such. Travis Benjamin's presence as a speedier guy, just his speed will make things better. But as far as the, you know, that old hand to instruct and such, I'm not saying that's a bad thing or an unnecessary thing, but I think in the case of the receivers, it's not, you just need them to play better, and I don't see anyone out there who's improving this situation. I didn't see it in a Chad Ochocinco. Don't think he's going to make that kind of difference for the Dolphins, and I do not see it in a Terrell Owens, hearing his name bandied about in some cases by Browns fans who say, okay, he's out there, make him a Cleveland Brown. Nah, don't think he's going to help or would help. James from Facebook, to possibly compete with Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Cincinnati this season, offensively, what must the Browns do? I think as simple as take care of the football in every possible way, and that includes receivers holding on to it when it's thrown to them. Run effectively. Have what is expected of Trent Richardson be just that, the powerful, explosive guy that he can be, and that will in turn help open things up in the passing game against those defenses. You've got to keep aggressive defenses such as those in Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincy, from feeling the comfort level to be aggressive. Give them something to think about. Give them something else to worry about. And I think Richardson's presence would go a long way toward that and would go a long way toward giving the passing game some room to operate. And on the presumption we're talking about Brandon Whedon as the quarterback, his skill set, the quicker release, the arm strength, such, all that stuff, is going to, I think, do a whole lot to make those defenses, give those defenses something more to worry about than they had when they dealt with this team or when they've dealt with this team previously. That's how you're competing with them. But more than anything, you take care of the ball. And you're leading. You know, you ask this question from an offensive standpoint, but it's really, I think, and especially against those types of opponents, about the defense, about doing what you can offensively to not put greater pressure on your defense, to allow your defense to do what those defenses will likely do, and give your defense the opportunity, which I think is also going to be an improved area of this team, and maybe one of the more, it's been, I think, under discussed, is what should happen in the way of this defense improving in year two under Dick Geron and with some of the additions that have been made. I think it's going to be a better defense and a healthier defense with T.J. Ward's return. Yep, I know the big guy's gone. Phil Taylor's gone for part of this year. But I think there are enough. I think it offsets with enough of the other additions that are there and the improvements that I think will come from all of that. So don't do anything offensively, basically, to screw up your defense is the theme there. All right, we've got much more coming up. We're going to have a conversation, speaking of themes, this rookie symposium week in the National Football League. Aaron Shea, the Browns director of player engagement, is going to join us, former Browns tight end, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Time, girl.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for only $199 a month, and get a complimentary two-year, 30,000-mile maintenance plan. That's $199 plus a no-charge maintenance plan. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick. Our minds, Vermilion, home.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Fight Nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out The Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
Browns fans unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans start at just $99. Choose three great Browns games at a significant savings over single-game prices. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE. Or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Will Burge here with Chad Johnson of Lady Jane's. Chad, is it true another LJ in Cleveland?
That's right, Will. We are so excited to announce the grand opening of our newest Lady Jane's in Rocky River. Check us out on the northwest corner of Center Ridge Road and Wager Road in Rocky River next to Walgreens.
Our haircut's only $10?
Yeah, Will. Just $10. And while you're there, register for your chance to win $25,000. Or log on to LJHaircuts.com.
Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Rocky River.
It's wicked awesome.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and Browns fans unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans. They start at just $99. You decide your Browns game plan, choosing the biggest names and the biggest games while saving over single-game ticket prices. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Well, we're very happy to have with us right now Aaron Shea. He is the Browns Director of Player Engagement. And this will be a busy week for you, Aaron, because you, of course, have the, I call you the shepherd with the sheep that are the Browns draft picks involved with the rookie symposium that began Sunday and runs through the course of this week. First of all, just talk about the importance of the symposium and how much value it has to the players.
Well, I think it has a lot of value. It's one of those things that, you know, we go in on Wednesday and we leave Saturday. So it's 3.5 days. And I mean, you're waking up at 6:30 in the morning and you're getting home at 9 o'clock at night and curfew's 11 o'clock. So, I mean, it's a full day. We throw a lot of stuff at these guys. It's very important stuff that we talk about.
And that's the thing. The days start early and they end late, and you're on a pretty rigid schedule from the symposiums that I've attended through the years. The idea being to get these young people acclimated to life in the NFL, right? To know that there is, and if you're late for things in the symposium, there are punishments for that, fines and such.
Oh, yeah, that's like NFL fines as far as, so the guys are going to be on time, you know, we're going to be well-dressed, you know, Browns issued gear and slacks, and like I said, it's a long day, but it's very important stuff that we talk about, so it's one of those things I told those guys, just got to pay attention, take notes, and if you got any questions, you know, raise your hand.
And this is the 15th annual Rookie Symposium taking place at the Bertram Hotel in Aurora, which I think is nice because for years, this thing had just bounced back and forth from the East Coast, West Coast, back in San Diego. I know La Costa, which is where you were for your only one, I guess, when you came in the league in 2000 as a player. And then it usually would be held, I think, at the PGA National in Florida. So that's kind of cool, too. In its own right, having it here and having it close to Canton and having it kind of in the birthplace of football, I think that's the other dimension the league wanted to bring to it.
Oh, I agree. I think it's a great thing that Roger Goodell did is brought it into Ohio, because this is everyone's ultimate goal, is to get into Canton. So see the guys there, tour it, and this is actually the first time I've never been to the Hall of Fame. So I'm actually really looking forward to checking that out, seeing this stuff. And like I said, these guys, that's the ultimate goal, to get there.
Now, Aaron, this is your second year in this capacity with the Browns as Director of Player Engagement. Your first symposium in this capacity, because last year there was the lockout and the symposium was an NFLPA-run thing, not a league-run thing. But you had the experience of going through it as a player, and your day-to-day existence, really, in your capacity with this team is to kind of help these guys along, guide them along, because the whole idea of this is to prepare for life in the NFL, and as much as anything, it's a series of cautionary tales, right? This is what you should stay away from. This is what you should do and shouldn't do, and there's a lot of shouldn'ts.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of stuff, and that's why I say, you know, being as a player, you know, I went through it, and now being the guy that's like, you know, taking these guys through, making sure everyone's on time, doing different things. And so it's actually just more important. So I've talked to these guys, and we've actually done a rookie school that Coach Shermer's let me do the last 2 weeks, which really turned out great and brought people to come in and talk about taxes, money management, different things. I don't want to overwhelm the guys with so much stuff because they're going to be here for 3.5 days this week. But we're going to do some fun things as well. We took them to the Indians game, and actually we're finishing up tomorrow with taking them to Cedar Point.
What is the... Yeah, you mentioned about that. Money management. I know, I think identity theft is talked about. All the things that can happen to players, and of course, staying on the right side of the law in every possible way. But what do you think is the best takeaway, the most valuable piece of info for some of these guys where you can see them really kind of maybe sitting up a little bit and paying more attention?
Well, you know, I think it's when you hear from the former players that come in and the guys that, you know, you looked up as a kid and then find out that the issues that they went through, and to hear it from someone that's been in your footsteps, you know, that's definitely one of those things that I think is kind of eye-opening to these young guys.
So players hear from former players and hear from their experiences. They also see videos, go through workshops. I mean, again, I think for any young person, not just a football player, it's valuable and helpful stuff. But you really get to a level where I think if guys are paying attention during this as players, you can avoid a lot of trouble. There's information in this, just in the course of this week or these past 2 weeks, including what you did with just the Browns players, that can set a course of trouble avoidance.
Oh, no question. And that's one of the things with the workshops. What's great is when you get the guys up there, and volunteers that come up from different teams, they go up there and they'll put you in a skit. And they'll act like you're at a nightclub and this happens. And a girl comes up to you and then your girlfriend's there. And they'll do different things and they'll play it out to how to, you know, maybe you shouldn't do this, do it this way and change it up a little bit. And I think that's very beneficial to these guys. They've got to get out there. And you know, I think the NFL just does a great job where they're out there and, you know, all the things that they give these guys, you know, off the field to make it easier for them on the field.
Aaron Shea, the Browns Director of Player Engagement, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Aaron, isn't there something of like a bonding thing going on with this as well?
No, no question. That's one of the things right now. It's all the drafted rookies, and you go through and you get the guys together. And that's why we've had the rookie school for 2 weeks, where we you know, we work, but we also try to have fun and get together. Because I remember one thing in college was, you know, you were so close to your class, and I think sometimes the NFL kind of gets lost, where some guys come in that are married, some guys already have kids, and some guys are, you know, doing the nightlife. And it's one of those things to try and bring everyone together and know that, hey, this is your rookie class. You guys are going to be together. I still talk to guys in my rookie class. So that's one of those things that I'm really trying to get everyone to be close on and off the field.
And it's such an interesting rookie class that the Browns have. I mean, when you talk about a guy like Brandon Whedon, who's going to be 29 in
yeah.
October, and again, he's older than veteran players on this team. So to think of him as a rookie who need and he's been through the professional baseball experience, at least the minor leagues with the Yankee organization. So there's probably a lot less that he needs. But at the same time, he's got to go through this just like anyone else. And probably the mix of having him in there, plus some of these guys who are, say, 22 years old or so, it maybe gives you, Aaron, an extra guy in among the group, right, that can reinforce some things.
Oh, no question. I've talked to Brandon about that, you know, that him and Trent need to be the leaders of this class. And if you see something wrong, so let me know. You know, you don't need to, you know, tell on someone, but if there's a problem and you're seeing something, I mean, come talk to me and we'll get it figured. You know, we'll do it quiet way. And that's where, you know, Brandon's been great. He's already asked about, you know, what the symposium is about. And, you know, I told him, I know he's heard this a lot. And I said, but, you know, not many times you get a 29-year-old rookie in your class. So and the younger guys look up to him. He's just been great with everyone.
And yeah, from the standpoint of your role too, if problems occur, you want to know about it. As much as anything, your job throughout the year, not just during these 2 weeks, is to know what's going on, right? I mean, to be that liaison and to help these guys solve problems, because things do occur. Life happens, and even to the best of us, you can have challenging situations, but I think more so with a young football player, when you're dealing with a lot of money and you're dealing with a lot of outside influences and whatever family issues, your job is to help them be as much as anything happy in their work, like you would want anybody in any workplace, but they're performers as well. You want them at optimal performance.
That's the thing, exactly. You know, they have coaches for them on the field. I look as a coach off the field, because it's one of those things that they're going to get in a situation where, you know, something happens and they're going to need someone to talk to. And I'm that guy, and I just try and be real with these guys because I've been in their shoes.
Yeah, and do you, as you look at this particular group, Aaron, and I know you don't know everybody yet in and out. You're getting to know them well, but that takes a little time. What's your general feel for this class of Browns players? And because I just watched them on a day-to-day basis just in the building and in practice, and it looks like they're into everything. And then watching them with that youth football camp last week, I just got the sense that they are really buying into being part of the Browns and part of Cleveland.
Yeah, you know, just one of those things, watching those guys work the youth camp last week was just amazing, because, you know, I talked to these guys, hey, remember, we've all been kids, and how cool it is for these guys. And I had some of the coaches come up to me, and they said they've worked a lot of camps. They've never seen, you know, NFL players more engaged in the drills, and see Trent Richardson out there running around sweating. You know, he asked me, he goes, hey, I need a towel. And it was hot.
Yeah,
and I said to these guys, I said, you know, it was a long day. And I said, after the camp, we went to the Indians game, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
It was a long day. But these guys are a great class, and they hang off the field. And I think that has a lot to do. When you care about that person you're lining up next to, I think it takes the team performance to a whole nother level.
Well, great stuff, Aaron. And again, I know this will be a busy but fun week for you and these guys. I think everybody, if they're paying attention, they're going to learn a lot, and it'll help them have better NFL careers, no doubt.
You're exactly right, Vic. I appreciate the time.
All right. He is Aaron Shea. He is the Director of Player Engagement for the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year. During Liberty's summer sales event, get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Escape. That's 0 for 60 plus $1,750 in rebate, or lease one for as low as $179 a month with Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion Stone.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
The world of an athlete can be filled with skin problems. Football players are exposed almost every day to the hot sun, chafing winds, frigid temperatures, dry air, and other elements, all of which dry and damage their lips and skin. They can help protect their lips and skin just by smoothing on a little Carmex lip balm and healing lotion. Use Carmex products today to moisturize, protect, and heal. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
You'll find everything you need.
Communities and businesses depend on each other.
Successful companies can make a difference in people's lives, and we need them involved now more than ever.
I want to work with a company that's invested in my community.
A company that cares about Cleveland and the people who live here.
I'm Brian Kurtz, a Baird financial advisor and a proud Cleveland resident. Baird has been part of Cleveland for more than a decade, and all of us who call it home believe strongly in giving back to the community. That's why we support local organizations like St. Martin de Porres, Achievement Centers for Children, and Hattie Larlum. Because at Baird, we believe improving people's lives is a big part of what we do, and we know that genuine caring is critical to doing it well.
Discover a financial partner who cares about Cleveland. Visit BairdCleveland.com. That's BairdCleveland.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Sometimes faster is better. The checkout line, for instance. But not when I'm choosing insurance. Your home and car are the biggest investments you'll ever make. So take a deep breath, work with your agent, and find the right coverage.
Next!
After all, there's plenty of fast out there.
At Liberty Mutual Insurance, we believe in taking the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you. Find a local office at libertymutual.com/Cleveland and speak to an agent about your auto, home, or life insurance today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Some Pink Floyd to bring us back to the questions that you and comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. Austin from Facebook. I'm worried, Austin says, that with Whedon being a rookie at his age, what do you think? And I believe Trent Richardson was the best NFL-ready player available this year. Do you agree or disagree? Well, let me start with the first one. I'm not worried about Brandon Whedon's age. I don't think it is a factor in any way to saying that he can't be everything the Browns want and need him to be as a quarterback. Because I think this window, first, it's multiple windows when you're judging what this guy can do for you. And window one is 3 to 5 years. And that's the only one that really matters right now to any of us. I mean, I do love the passion, those who say, tell me, you know, what's going to happen in 10 years? I've heard that one. That's the best problem in the world. If any quarterback is good enough to be around for 10 years, then he's had a hell of a 3 to 5. And when was the last time the Browns had anyone who had a hell of a 3 to 5? And that's what, the first goal here is to achieve that. He is more than capable of achieving that. That's not holding him back in the 3 to 5 range, being 28 and then 29 in October. Richardson, best NFL-ready player. Most running backs you should expect, especially one drafted third overall, to significantly contribute as a rookie, and he certainly looks like he could be that guy. I don't know. I mean, ready. He's gonna have to learn what rookies need to learn. There is going to be some level of patience required with Trent Richardson, as is true with any rookie at any position. But I think he'll find his. I think this offense will be tailored toward his ability to give a lot right away. Give quite a bit. Perform at a high level right away. I don't think he's going to carry such a burden that it will overload him, if you will. And it's not an easy offense for a back or for anybody to master right away. But I think a lot of I think the coaching staff will do a lot of things that will just fit his skill set right off the bat, and that involves. Not just running the football. That involves catching it. That involves blocking, picking up blitzes. From Facebook, Morgan, what can we expect from Cleveland's tight end position this season? It seems we had begun to acquire more than we had much use for. Benjamin Watson is a starter. Says he's most well-rounded. Blocking, catching. Evan Moore has proven to be adequate pass catcher at times and is listed second in the depth chart. Word is that he isn't being, I don't know where this word came from, but isn't being viewed in the same light as Gronkowski, Hernandez, Graham type of tight end, though. And then one Browns tight end who could take on that type of role, Morgan says, is Jordan Cameron. Well, your assessment more or less is there. I think this is a good group of tight ends. I don't know if there is a great tight end in the group, but I think it's good enough. And there's no doubt this team is looking for Jordan Cameron to step up and be a significant contributor and more from Moore and Watson to be the steady guy that he is and throw in Alex Smith as the blocker in this equation somewhere. So it's an important position, but I think the real key is whether and how much Jordan Cameron takes off. Pat Shurmur called him his most improved player, period. So that's putting a lot on a guy. We'll see if he can deliver. Want to thank Bernie Kosar. Want to thank Aaron Shea. Want to thank Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Stay tuned for 3 Deep. We will join you again tomorrow right here at this time on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.